premature death in Canada? Alcohol can lead to both short and serious long-term health risks. Learn more about risks to your health and safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
What does existence mean to you? Collective Reflections, Queen's University's anti-oppression magazine, invites you to share your voice for Volume 12, Existence. From identity and resilience to celebrating cultural heritage, Collective Reflections welcomes poetry, short stories, essays, and visual art that showcase your unique perspective. Submissions are open now and due February 9, 2025. Let your creativity shine and be a part of this powerful collection. For questions or to submit, check out the AMS Social Issues Commission Instagram at Social Issues Commission. Don't miss your chance to be featured in Collective Reflections, Volume 12.
From the Say Magazine studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Tonight, in our spotlight interview, we welcome Raven Reed, a powerful voice from the Mikisew Cree Nation. Raven shares her story through music, storytelling, and activism. Her debut album, Waiting for Change, dives deep into the themes of resilience, healing, and Indigenous identity. Join us as we explore her sound and her story. Stay tuned. It happens in 25 minutes. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. I'm ready. You ready? Let's hook it up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Let's get the show started with music from Raven Reed and the new album. Here is A Johnny Cash Night.
This feels like a Johnny Cash night. Drinking whiskey.
That's brand new from Raven Reed. She's going to be here in 25 minutes. All right, Alicia, Kaylee, New Beginnings. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
today. Don't beg tomorrow. Shake, shake, shake. You just be.
Music from Blue Dog from Minneapolis. Joni Buffalohead taking the lead. Hey, right now, if you ever want to get a hold of me, feel free to email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and I'll email you back. Let's hook it up. Here's Susan Aglueheart. Thank you.
Chantal Ducart. Feels so good. All right, here we go. Music now from Sebastian Gaskin. Best part. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
You don't know, baby, when you hold me. Kiss me slowly, it's the sweetest thing. And it don't change. If I had it my way, you would know that you are. You're the coffee that I need in the morning. You're the sunshine in the rain when it's pouring. Won't you give yourself to me, give it all, oh. I just wanna see, I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it, I know you're a star. Where you go, I follow, no matter how far. If life is a movie, oh, you're the best part. If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you?
A dream come true. We were could not be.
Oh.
The moon, stars, and sun were all background. Perfect path,
yeah, yeah.
So beautifully rare and beyond compare.
Oh, baby,
you still love me.
I love you, baby.
You still need me.
Oh, I still need you, baby.
You still want me.
From Carlos Santana and the Isley Brothers. I remember. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, our guest, Raven Reed, will be in the spotlight. We'll be right back. We are the music makers, bringing the medicine that you need and makes you feel good. We are indigenous in music.
Take Indigenous in Music with Larry K wherever you go. Whether you're traveling or on the move, you can find us on your smart speaker or your favorite streaming apps. Just tune in, turn it up, and enjoy the journey. Indigenous in Music with Larry K is always on the go.
However you stream, we are IndigenousInMusic.com. Tonight, in our Indigenous in Music Spotlight interview, we welcome Raven Reed, a powerful voice from the Mikisew Cree First Nation, singer, songwriter, and advocate. Raven shares her journey through music, storytelling,
and activism. Her debut album, Waiting for a Change, dives deep into the themes of resilience, healing, and Indigenous identity. Join us as we explore her sound, her story, and her inspiration behind her music. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Miss Raven Reed. Hi, Raven. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Larry. I'm doing great.
Good, good. Where are you calling in from?
I'm actually in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, which is here in Canada.
Right on. And how's the weather?
It is minus 30
Ouch.
Celsius out,
Jeez.
So it is freezing.
Got to wear your long johns, right?
Yes.
Well, good to have you on the show. You got some good music out there. I'm enjoying it this past week. Love it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yes, yes. Well, let's start with an introduction, and then we'll jump into your journey. So go ahead and hit the stage, Raven.
Well, my name is Raven Reed, and I am a real 60 Scoop folk artist.
Mm-hmm.
I am a self-taught musician. I grew up in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan. But before that, I was taken through the AIM program, which is an Adopt an Indian Métis Child, a program put on through the government of Canada, and taken from my Indigenous family and adopted out into a non-Indigenous family. In this non-Indigenous family, I faced a lot of trauma, childhood traumas due to the adoptive mother having severe mental health issues. So my sisters and I really suffered in that home. And then, like, after being kicked out at 18 on my 18th birthday, you know, I'm not really her kids, so they kicked me out. And I went through a lot of trauma as a young adult, dealing with addictions and mental health issues myself. And what saved me was music.
Right,
I believe it was music and it was the creator all mixed up together. While I was in this adoptive home, I was not allowed to watch TV a lot. I did a lot of reading and writing and art, painting and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that is where the roots of my artistic abilities come through.
Sure, sure.
And so now I use those tools to speak about the atrocities and issues that Indigenous people go through here in Canada. And yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And you use music for healing. I love it.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Your debut album, Waiting for a Change, explores powerful themes like addiction, domestic violence, and the 60s scoop. Can you tell us a little bit about the creative process behind this album?
Well, I only really sing about things, write about things that I know about personally. So I've been through a domestic violence situation, and I've been through struggling with addictions due to trauma. Just a lot of the things that happened to me as an Indigenous person here in Canada, we face a lot of oppression, discrimination, and racism. And so, you know, just yelling it into the void of social media and things like that, it's not doing anything, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like hearing it through music and being able, and they're hard topics to speak about.
Right.
So if you bring the element of creation, like through music or art or storytelling, then it's easier to speak about these issues and it's easier to listen to too. Without, you know, having your guard up you know.
Sure, sure. Well, you mentioned artists like Johnny Cash, Bob Dylan, Tracy Chapman as inspirations. How do these influences shape your sound and storytelling?
Well, I find them to be very amazing storytellers through folk music.
Right.
I grew up with that kind of music because my dad was sort of a hippie.
Okay.
And so he listened to a lot of these folk music and except for Johnny Cash.
Right.
He didn't listen to Johnny Cash. I just kind of fell in love with Johnny Cash because he sang about things that I could understand, you know, like being downtrodden and, you know, I've never been to prison, but there's times when I was grounded for a long, long time as a kid. So it felt like it. But yeah, these influences come from my dad mostly.
Okay. Nice. Mm-hmm. What's next for you? Any upcoming projects, collaborations, or performances that the fans would be looking forward to?
Well, I am going to Folk Alliance International, the conference that's happening in Montreal. All right. And I will be doing some showcases there. There's going to be one on February 22nd in Montreal for Folk Alliance International.
Sweet.
And I think there's a few unofficial showcases that'll be there. But then on February 24th, I'll be at the Rainbow Bistro in Ottawa.
All right.
And on February 26th, I'll be at Hugh's Room Live in Toronto. So I'm doing just sort of like a little Eastern tour of Canada in those little, in those big cities. And I'm excited because I've never been to Montreal or Ottawa.
All right. You're going to be traveling.
Yeah.
Afar. Right on.
Yes.
Sweet, sweet. Today we're speaking with Raven Reed, singer, songwriter, and advocate. Do you have any advice for young musicians that are breaking into the music scene?
I'm going to say that there is no such thing as a glass ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel like there is, you break through it. You just keep going. Persevere. It takes perseverance and hard work. Remain teachable. You know, find your local music associations and get networking, get into it, and just keep going.
Salute. You can listen to Raven Reed, read all about her at her place at ravenreedmusic.com, and she's also featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. You can read all about her at our place at indigenousandmusic.com. Raven, thank you for showing up tonight and giving us some time.
Thank you so much, Larry. I really appreciate this, and I appreciate everybody out there listening.
Yes, keep us posted. Any new developments, any videos, anything you want us to blast, I'll do it for you. So stay in touch.
Thank you.
Definitely a pleasure to have you on today and learn about all your new music. We're going to play you Raven's newest release. Here is The Government Song.
And also
That was music from Raven Reed, brand new, and that was The Government Song. In case you're just tuning in, Raven was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Logan Statz, Dead Man, off his A Light in the Attic album. All right, Julian Taylor, Ain't Life Strange. I'm Larry Kay.
Hiding away from life and the constant struggles that we face each day. Do we even know what we're doing to ourselves? How our actions affect everyone else. Don't you wish sometimes the time would stand still? Do you ever wish that time travel was real? Close your eyes, tell me what do you see? If you're like me, you struggle with all you're meant to be. Ain't life strange?
ain't life's train. Further away from what really matters, hurting the crucial emotions that we've gathered. A hidden passage, a dark and hollow language that occupies the mind from time to time. Don't you wish sometimes the time would stand still? Do you ever wish that time travel was real? Close your eyes, tell me, what do you see? If you're like me and you're strange, ain't that strange? Ain't that strange? Grass look greener on the other side. But be careful what you wish for, you could get left behind. I see where I went wrong and all I could have done. There's a fine line between a broken and beautiful mind. Don't you wish sometimes the time would stand still? Do you ever wish the time travel was real? Close your eyes, tell me, what do you see? If you're like me and you're strange. Some days we think that we hate what we've become. Other days we just feel numb. So much time spent trying to let go, so much so we never grow. Ain't life strange? Ain't life strange? Ain't life strange? Ain't life strange?
To you, what if I could hold you? Well, I wouldn't have to say good night, my love. What if I were close to you? What if I could hold you? Well, I wouldn't have to say good night, my love. Gonna take American muscle under this hood. If I'm ever gonna get out of this town for good. Ain't it like you see, girls, you try and tie me down. My love is like an anchor, and all my promises. What if we could get away? What if we could drive off in the night? Would we be any further once we fed these appetites? Love when I bring you roses. You love when I write you poems. You love to go out dancing. And you love me to walk you home. What if I break your heart? We watch it all fall apart. You'll never be the same now, 'cause you're always gonna hate me. What if I were close to you? What if I could hold? I will close. the settler moon, where I wouldn't have to say good night, good night.
That was Close to You from Raymond Sewell. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back. Our Indigenous musicians have no borders. We're sharing a love across Turtle Island. We are Indigenous in Music.
Do you love Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay? You can now show your love and take our support challenge. Visit us on our music page and you get to choose. You can become a member, become an ambassador, become a volunteer, or make a donation. Take the support challenge at indigenousinmusic.com. Thank you for taking the time to show your love.
All right, let's head over to Washington. Seattle, here's Kuik. Breathe in.
Let's say it.
Out the evolution that we all knew about. Breath of the wild keeps us from death for a while. And Mr. Air isn't on the side of caution. I threw it to the wind, it's quite the option. That hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, carbon, and earth, wind, fire, my concoction.
Breathe in all of my relations.
All of them. Feel Mother Earth tilts on its axis. Take a breath so chill it relaxes. Bringing Texas trill to the Alaskans. Inhale gives us access. Feel Mother Earth tilts on its axis. Take a breath so chill it relaxes. Bringing Texas trill to the Alaskans. Close encounter with the fourth kind, a rescue. Chosen powers from the form line. Yeah, that's cool. Saturnine rings of Saturn shine. Take a breath or two. If this life is SQ, it's just trying to test you. All we need is some air. All we need is some air. Breathing needs to be sacred. Don't be scared. We're made of the stars. Remains from the cosmos. Created this art by our painter Picasso. Take it, we all need a second. Thunder redirected, the ether we detected ends with the breather, take it. Inhale, exhale, all's well that ends well, it ends well. Inhale, exhale, all's well that ends well, it ends well. Air isn't on the side of caution. I threw it to the wind from my concoction. That hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, carbon, and earth, wind, fire kind of option. Du chesegu yashenechich. Du chesegu yashenechich. Breathe it in.
All of my relations.
La familia. Take it easy.
Let go of the pain you've been dressing.
To see all this.
Oxygen. All of my relations.
It is life.
Let go.
Indeed, let it go.
Of the pain you've been dressing.
That is right. That's right.
Breathe in.
cut you on.
From Seattle, breathe in. If you missed part of today's show, I'm going to invite you over to our homepage, indigenousandmusic.com. That's where we hang 24/7, 365. Check out all of our shows. They're archived there, along with our Say Magazine gallery. Indigenousandmusic.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
So now it's time to head back to the Save Magazine Studios in sunny Bradenton, Florida, for one more hour of Indigenous in Music with Larry Kaye.